فيها تلاوت زيادة أهم هي التلاوت كده إن شاء الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، العاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، قد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا إن الله حرم عليكم دماءكم وأموالكم وأعراضكم كحرمة يومكم هذا في شهركم هذا في بلدكم هذا، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. المحترم بايدو سبوزرغو، my dear respected brothers, elders and friends. أبي رجب کا مہینہ چل رہا ہے. Now we are in the month of Rajab. اور رمضان بہت قریب آ گیا ہے. Month of Ramadan is very qareeb, very close. And that's why we need to start our preparations for the month of Ramadan. One very important habit we all need to have as Muslims is to use the Islamic calendar. Ye Islamic calendar jo hai, iska har ek ko chahiye ke iska lihaz rakhe, khyal rakhe. Kyunki ye asal calendar hai. This is the main calendar. That this Gregorian calendar, we have the English calendar. Similarly, we have many other calendars. In the Hindus, they have their calendar which is based around their religious festivals. And the Christians, they have their calendar according to the Gregorian dates. Again, it has a very religious concept. The fact that it starts after the birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. But the Muslims have their calendar. And the Islamic calendar is actually the most authentic calendar. And the reason for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran that inna iddata ash-shuhuri 'inda Allahi 12 shahran fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal ard minha arba'atun hurum. That mahina ka hisab Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ke nazdeek mahina 12 mahine hain aur inme 4 ashhur hurum kaha jata hai. There are 12 months in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a year, and 4 of them are sacred months. And that's why in the final Hajj, the final pilgrimage that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed, there's a famous hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions this same point, that إِنَّ الزَّمَانَ قَدِ اسْتَدَارَ كَهَيْئَتِهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. There is a day of يوم النحر, يوم النحر. Yawm al-Nahr is the day after the day of Arafah, the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. To Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is delivering a sermon, he's advising the Sahaba, and he says, look everybody, listen very carefully. Inna zamana qad istadara. Time has now gone back. Time has gone back. Ka hay'atihi yawma khalaqallahu samawati wal ard. to the original structure or to the original setting it was upon when Allah Ta'ala created the heavens and the earth. What does that mean? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Thalathun al-ashhur al-hurum." That there are four sacred months. Thalathun mutawaliyatun. Three of them, they come one after the other. Dhul-Qa'da, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram. The last 2 months of the Islamic calendar, the 11th is Dhul-Qa'da, and then Dhul-Hijjah is the 12th, and then Muharram is the first. So these are Thalathun mutawaliyatun. One after the other. And then وَرَجَبُ مُضَرْ الَّذِي بَيْنَ جُمَادَ وَشَعْبَانَ. Rajab. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Rajab, the month that the tribe of Mudar would take very seriously, and it is between the Jumada and between Sha'ban. There's two Jumada. Jumada al-Ula and Jumada al-Ukhra, right? The first Jumada, second Jumada, and then you have, what comes after Jumada al-Ukhra? Rajab. And then you have Sha'ban. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the Rajab, which is between the two Jumadas and between Sha'ban. So these are the four sacred months. So the ulama explain what happened is, the Arabs, before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they knew that these are the sacred months, especially Muharram. Muharram is called Muharram, sacred, haram. Meaning fighting inside of it, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside of it is far more worse than disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any other month of the year. So many times the Arabs would want to fight against each other. So what they would say is, we're not going to call this month Muharram anymore. We've deferred Muharram. Muharram al-Nasi, meaning to defer something. Hum Muharram ke mahine mein ek dusre se ladai karna chah rahe hain, lekin chunki ye Muharram hai ashhur hurum mein se, to isme ladai karna haram hai. To hum kya karenge ke is mahino ka Muharram nahi kahenge, agle mahino ka Muharram keh denge. So they would do this, and they would do this every year, to the extent that they got lost. The whole calendar was muddled up, like nobody knew what the actual Muharram was. Well, in the sight of Allah, there are four sacred months. Now, where are the four sacred months? We've lost them. Because every time we wanted to fight, we just kept deferring the month, and nobody was tracking it until we totally have messed up our calendar. And that's the hikmah, that's the wisdom behind which the Sahaba radiallahu anhu and the ulama, they mention, why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perform his hajj right at the end of his life? It was after the calendar had been fixed, so that he could actually perform hajj in the month of Dhul-Hijjah. Otherwise, who knows where Dhul-Hijjah is? Because they've totally messed up the structure of the calendar. Is everybody following? So this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, إِنَّ الزَّمَانَ قَدِ اسْتَدَارَ كَهَيْئَتِهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Time has now gone back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ne jab asmanon ko aur zameenon ko paida farmaya, us waqt Allah ta'ala ne waqt ka jo hisab lagaya tha aur waqt ka jo ek نظام بنایا تھا کہ 12 مہینے ہیں, ان 12 مہینوں میں سے 4 اشہر حرم ہیں, اور یہ 4 اشہر حرم سال کے اندر کب یہ مطلب آتے ہیں, چونکہ لوگوں نے اس کو تبدیل کر لیا تھا, تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ارشاد فرمائے کہ ابھی یہ پرانی جو ٹائم ٹیبل ہے, پرانی جو مطلب سال کا نظام ہے, ابھی اس نظام کا مطلب تک واپس ہم چلے گئے ہیں. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is establishing that from now everything is back to normal. And that's why the lunar calendar we need to follow. Islamic calendar is the lunar calendar. It's according to nature. It's according to the changing of the sun and the moon and the rotation of time. Gregorian calendar is just dates. That's why every year Ramadan is just jumping around. Ramadan long fast and the Ramadan short fast and the Ramadan. You know, nothing's fixed. When the Islamic calendar, Ramadan is at the same place every single year. We say Ramadan because that's the only Islamic month we really take into consideration. Although we should take the whole calendar into consideration. It's a lunar calendar. And that's why it's not just there in that you have to sight the moon. You have to see when does the month start. It has to be according to the system of the world. That's how we can determine when the month is starting and when the month is finishing. So anyway, this beautiful hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions first that time has now gone back to the way Allah ta'ala had ordered it or structured it when he created the heavens and the earth. There are four sacred months. Muharram, Dhul-Qa'da and Dhul-Hijjah, and then there's Rajab in the middle between Jumada Ukhra and Sha'ban. These are sacred months. Till today, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying these are sacred months. That in these months, and there are special days in these months, Dhul-Hijjah, we know the special days of Hajj. Muharram, we know the 10th of Muharram and the special days. And Rajab, many of the ulama would, because of the fact, they would do a lot of extra worship in this month. The fact that Allah Ta'ala has made them Muharram means there's something special about those months. And the Arabs would take them seriously. Even though they were committing shirk and even though they were doing many wrong actions, they would still make an effort in these 4 months to just sort themselves out a little bit. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say that أَيُّ يَوْمٍ هَذِهِ, which day is today? He's asking the Sahaba. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in know very well what day it is. It's يَوْمُ النَّحَر, the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. But they know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows that they know. But why is he asking this question? So they say, Allahu Rasuluhu A'lam. Allah and His Messenger know best what day it is today. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَلَيْسَ يَوْمُ النَّحَر, is today not the يَوْمُ النَّحَر, the day of Qurbani, the day of Zabah? The Sahaba say, بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ, of course يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَيُّ بَلَدٍ هَذِهِ, which city is this? From Hajj, Makkah al-Mukarram, which city is this? Sahaba all know it's Makkah. But they realize Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's question is not for the purpose of us, testing us to see whether we remember it's called Makkah or forgotten it's called Makkah. So they say, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam, Allah and His Messenger know best. And the Sahabi actually mentions, the narrator of the hadith, that فَسَكَتَ حَتَّى ظَنَنَّا أَنَّهُ سَيُسَمِّيهِ بِغَيْرِ اسْمِهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stay quiet. After they answer that Allah and His Messenger know best, Rasulullah stays quiet for so long that the Sahaba is saying, we thought that he would change the name to something other than whatever it's called. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, أَلَيْسَ مَكَّةَ, is it not Makkah? Sahaba would say, بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, of course, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking, فَأَيُّ شَهْرٍ هَذَا, which month is this? So again, the same thing. When the Sahaba said, Allah and His Messenger know best, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent for such a long period of time, the Sahaba thought he's actually going to change the name of the month. And then he said, أَلَيْسَ ذُلْحِجَّةَ, أَلَيْسَ ذُلْحِجَّةَ, is it not ذُلْحِجَّةَ? The Sahaba say, نَعَمْ يَا رَسُولَ, بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes his point. What's the point that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying? Why did he have this entire dialogue? Reminding the Sahaba of the fact that it is يَوْمُ النَّحَر, one of the sacred days of Hajj, in which you're not allowed to keep a fast because you're supposed to, enjoy yourself and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And, it's a day of enjoyment and it's a day where the Muslims appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a sacred day. Makkah al-Mukarramah, the most sacred city in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah's house is there, the Baytullah, Ka'batul Mukarramah, where one salah is equal to 100,000 salahs. That's there in Makkah al-Mukarramah. To every believer, Makkah is sacred. Medina is sacred. Masjid al-Aqsa is sacred. And then, it's the month of Dhul-Hijjah. Every Muslim knows Dhul-Hijjah is the month of Hajj. It's sacred. After reminding the Sahaba of how sacred the state is that they are in right now, he says, listen very carefully. إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَعْرَاضَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala has made haram upon you the blood of each other. The blood of the Muslims, the blood of each other. Physically harming, assaulting, hurting each other. وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ, the wealth of each other. Taking somebody's wealth unlawfully, illegally, stealing, cheating, deceiving, lying. وَأَعْرَاضَكُمْ, the honor of each other. Allah has made it haram upon you. Honor. What does honor mean? Speaking negatively about someone behind their back, not standing up for someone, not supporting them, not being by someone's side, ready to see someone go down. All of this, Allah has made it haram upon you. كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا, like the sacredness of this day. فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا, like the sacredness of this month. فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا, like the sacredness of this city. Now this is how dangerous it is to mess about with another Muslim in any way, shape or form, whether it's swearing at them, whether it's physically assaulting them, verbally assaulting them, taking anything from them. We have to be so scared before we open our mouth and we start talking bad about people. We start harming people. That in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blood of the Muslim is sacred, just like the Kaaba, just like the month of Dhul Hijjah, just like the days of Hajj. So this is why, my dear respected brothers and elders, this point I wanted to make. We all are aware of what is, you know, first of all, I started from the month of Ramadan. The Ramadan is coming up very close. Ramadan is one of the most blessed months in the entire year. We need to make preparation. And preparation in our a'mal, in our tilawa, in our stamina, spiritual stamina. We need to start from now. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the month of Ramadan would approach, he would make, from Rajab, he would start making the dua. Allahumma barik lana fi rajabin wa sha'bana wa balighna ila Ramadan. Some people read this dua as Allahumma barik lana fi rajabah wa sha'ban. The correct form is rajabin wa sha'ban. Allahumma barik lana fi rajabin wa sha'bana wa balighna ila Ramadan. O Allah, grant us barakah in this month of Rajab and the month of Sha'ban, and make us reach safely till the month of Ramadan. So why are we doing dua for Rajab and Sha'ban? So that Rajab and Sha'ban become our training ground. That we prepare physically, mentally, spiritually, in every way, shape or form, that when Ramadan comes, we hit the ground running. That as soon as Ramadan comes, we are ready to move forward and we are ready to really maximize the benefit in the month of Ramadan. And the most important thing is letting go of bad habits. Buri aadaton ko chhodna. Abhi se jitni buri aadatein hain, ghibat karna, gali galoch, اور پتہ نہیں نماز مس کرنا نمازوں کا فوت ہونا یہ سب کچھ ابھی سے یہ زندگی میں تبدیلی آ جائے تاکہ جب رمضان کا مہینہ کا سامنا کرنا پڑے تو انسان تیار ہے کہ رمضان کے مہینے سے زیادہ سے زیادہ رمضان کے مہینے میں زیادہ سے زیادہ فائدہ حاصل کر سکے So this is why ابھی سے we start practicing and we make this dua constantly اللہم بارک لنا في رجب وشعبان. Everyone do it with me once inshallah so we all remember. اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا إلى رمضان. So this dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make consistently. چونکہ رمضان کا مہینہ اس طرح ہوتا تھا کہ جب رمضان کا مہینہ چلا جاتا تو سلف الصالحین اللہ تعالیٰ کے نیک بندے 6 مہینوں کے لئے افسوس کرتے کہ رمضان چلا گیا اور پھر 6 مہینوں کے لیے 5 مہینوں کے لیے تیاری کرتے کہ رمضان آ جائے تو رمضان میں زیادہ سے زیادہ فائدہ حاصل کرے They would spend their whole year thinking about Ramadan. After Ramadan went, for 6 months they would spend regretting and crying and, you know, worrying that how did my Ramadan get accepted or not. And then they would spend the other months preparing that when Ramadan comes around, I need to really maximize the benefit in the month of Ramadan. So we start from now. And we stop our bad habits. And at the same time, this hadith I mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is highlighting the importance of following the Islamic calendar. We need to all follow the Islamic calendar. You can download it on our phones, you can get a widget, and all of this stuff has now been done. And you can see today is what day. And we can track it that way. That way, first of all of the blessed days in the year, we know exactly when it is, how long it is, okay, Muharram's coming, I need to make more of an effort in Muharram, Dhul Hijjah, Dhul Qa'dah, I'm following it. You know, mentally I'm aware. Now what happens is you come into the Masjid in Jum'ah and the Imam Sahib says, Ha bhai, aaj to daswi Muharram hai. Today is the 10th of Muharram, everyone thinking, oh no, I was just thinking it's the 24th of whatever else month it is. Because obviously our life is regulated by the Gregorian calendar, but it's very, very important that we start implementing the Islamic calendar, taking it seriously, and start following it. At the same time, as I mentioned, the sacredness, the hurmah, sacredness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, Makkah, Medina, and all the sha'air of Islam, all of the outstanding salient features of Islam. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ Allah ta'ala says, whoever honors the sha'air of Islam, the salient features of Islam, the outstanding things of Islam, then this is indeed from the taqwa of the hearts. So Masjid al-Aqsa, the land of Philistine, the land of Quds. In the sight of Allah, this land is called Quds. The land of Quds, how where thousands of Anbiya alayhi wasalam were born, and where thousands of Anbiya alayhi wasalam have passed away, and their tombs lie, and their graves lie. Look at the injustice that is taking place today. You know, today 31,000, more than 31,000 people have been butchered and killed. And we're not talking about fighters, and we're talking about women and children. You know, it really breaks our heart. And that's why we have to make dua, and we can't stop our focus. We have to make lots and lots of dua. What can we do? We're stuck. But we understand as believers, as Muslims, that ad-du'a silahul mu'min. Dua, musalman ka hathiyar hai. Dua is a weapon of the believer. We make plenty of dua. Ya Allah, these people who are harming them, wronging them, Ya Allah, totally finish them off. Ya Allah, our Muslim brothers and sisters who are suffering, oh Allah, please save them. Oh Allah, please take them out of this. They're in such difficulty. No food, no water, no, you know, for the women folk, the sanitary hygiene and all of these things which are required. They don't have access to anything. Aid is not going in. If aid is going in, these Israeli settlers and this and that, they're hijacking their trucks and they're taking the aid and they're robbing their aid. And it's just absolutely horrible. So we shouldn't, you know, lose our focus, lose our, we should always keep this in our mind, and we should make lots of dua. Dua is the strongest thing we have, my dear respected brothers and elders. Look, all of this political stuff, look at the way the political scene is unfolding. We don't stay here to talk about politics. Well, you can see it for yourself. The people that we go to crying for help and say, please help the Muslims, because you are our politicians and you are our leaders. Look at what they're doing. They don't care. So this is why Muslims need to believe from the start that it's only Allah. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Say, oh Allah, you are the king of everything. تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You give kingdom to whoever you want. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. You take kingdom away from whoever you want. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You honor whoever you want. You disgrace whoever you want. You give izzat and zillat to whoever you want. So we make dua to this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all of his 99 names. We cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the greatest thing that we can do, and we need to do it regularly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives all the correct understanding and tawfiq to prepare for Ramadan, to have sacredness of all the sacred things in Islam. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, bihamdihi.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله.
لاسٹ فرائیڈے جو مسجد کی کلیکشن ہوئی ہے یہ 1170 پاؤنڈ ہیں. اللہ پاک آپ کے تعاون کو قبول و مقبول فرمائے, اور اللہ پاک اس مسجد کو آپ کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ فرمائے. یہ حاجی رفیق صاحب مرحوم, ان کے بیٹے بڑے ارشد رفیق, یہ پاکستان میں انتقال کر گئے ہیں, یہ ابھی گئے تھے پاکستان, تو ان کے لیے خصوصی دعا فرمائیں. یہ بھائی ریاض کے بھائی ہیں بڑے, اور رفیق صاحب کے بیٹے تھے ارشد رفیق, تو ان کا انتقال ہو گیا ہے, ان کے لیے ایک دعا بھی فرمائیں کہ اللہ پاک مرحوم کی مغفرت فرمائے اور ان کے درجات کو اللہ پاک بلند فرمائے, اور ان کے لیے اس اتوار کو انشاءاللہ 11 بجے سے ظہر تک دعا یہاں ہوگی, قرآن پڑھا جائے گا, تو اس میں بھی ساتھی ضرور شریک ہوں. اسی طرح حاجی مہدی خان صاحب مرحوم, ان مرحوم کے لیے بھی دعا فرمائیں, تو ان کی بیٹی بیمار ہے, پچھلے دنوں ہاسپٹل میں تھی اور ان کا بائی پاس آپریشن ہوا ہے, خصوصی دعا فرمائیں کہ اللہ پاک انہیں شفا کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ نصیب فرمائے. اور بھی جتنے ساتھی بیمار ہیں, کچھ ساتھی دعاؤں کے لیے کہا ہے, ہسپتال میں ہیں, کچھ کی فیملیاں ہیں, تو اللہ پاک سب کو شفا کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ نصیب فرمائے, گھروں میں ہیں یا ہسپتالوں میں ہیں, تو سب کو اللہ شفا کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ نصیب فرمائے. جزاک اللہ.
So just a reminder about our Quran tafsir sessions which we started on Thursday. So alhamdulillah, we've decided to keep them upstairs in the madrasa hall, just because we use the PowerPoint slides and everything so on the screen, because we have sisters who can also attend and benefit from it. So alhamdulillah, we're still going through some of the preliminary discussions about ulum al-Quran, talking about very important discussions as to why the Qur'an is the true word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how it has been preserved and how it has been passed down to us through the generations, through the times. So, and then once that is completed, inshallah, we'll start doing the tafsir of the Qur'an in quite a bit of detail, inshallah. So it's every Thursday, and we've kept it at a time that most people are free generally during that time, from 6:40 till, well, 6:45 till about 7:45. And Isha Salah does come in the middle, but then we continue after Isha Salah. So do bear that in mind. It's something that we can all attend and benefit from. It's open to everyone. The meanings of the Qur'an, the deeper meanings of the Qur'an in English. Especially with the month of Ramadan around the corner, we should try to build this bond, this connection. Because we have to be honest with ourselves. Most of us, we have just don't have any connection with the Qur'an at all. And this is something that will be a great means of regret. افسوس کا بہت بڑا ذریعہ بنے گا قیامت کے دن. قرآن کے ساتھ بالکل ہمارا جو ہے رشتہ ہم نے کاٹ دی ہے, تعلق بالکل ہم نے جی کاٹ دی ہے. سو دس از وائی از ویری امپورٹنٹ وی ڈیولپ دیٹ. سو دا ڈے آف قیامہ القرآن حجت لک او علیک, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیز دا قرآن آن دا ڈے آف قیامہ ول کم ایز اے گواہ, ایز اے ایویڈنس فار یو اور اگینسٹ یو. It's very important we build this connection. So alhamdulillah, we have these classes every Thursday. Feel free to inshallah come and join in them. Jazakallah. Sisters as well can come as well, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى ثم منه إلى السماوات العلى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الورى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين كشفوا الدجى وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد حان شهر رجب الأصم له أحكام بعضها من بعض أهم فمنها كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل رجب قال اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان ومنها الصوم في بعض أيامه تخصيصا وفيه روايات الأول ما روي مرفوعا ولم يصح منها شيء وغايته الضعف وجلها موضوع والثاني ما عن خرشة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رأيت عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه يضرب أكف الرجال في صوم رجب حتى يضعوها في الطعام والثالث ما هو موقوف على أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه من صام يوم 27 من رجب كتب الله له صيام 60 شهرا وهذا مثل ما ورد في هذا المعنى ذكر هذا كله فيما ثبت بالسنة ومقتضى الثالث الصوم لكن لا باعتقاد السنة وثبوته عن الشارع بل من حيث الاحتياط ومقتضى الباقيتين عدم الصوم تخصيصا صونا للأحكام عن الاختلاط ومنها ما اخترعه العوام أو الخواص كالعوام من اتخاذهم ليلة 27 موسما ويذكرون فيها قصة المعراج الشريف والحكم فيه هو الحكم الذي سبق في خطبة المولد المنيف أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لتركبن طبقا عن طبق أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كنت مولاه فعلي مولاه وقال الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكُرُ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ. So for the rules for my lady, please straighten the rules. Please ensure gaps are filled and everyone standing shoulder to shoulder and mobile phones are turned off. Make sure heels are on the back line. We're standing shoulder to shoulder. There's no gaps in between us. Your mobile phones are turned off. Is there any space in front of you? Just move forward and fill it up, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية
تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم انك السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشائخنا ولأصدقائنا وأحبابنا وأقاربنا ولمن له حق علينا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى وجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم خذ بناصيتنا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم خذ بناصيتنا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك بأعداء المسلمين. اللهم عليك بالظالمين. اللهم عليك بهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. صلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. رحمتك يا رحمة الله.